Cork, what are they going to do here? Are they going to go long or are they going to go short? They're playing with purpose already. Coming in is Maguire. That ball's put into centre. Could be danger here. And with the first goal of the game, it's the number 10. And it is Paul World up and hurt. He's after rattling the net after 4 minutes of play here. Ambrose, it's Cork 1-1. Kerry no score.
Yeah, Cork have got the start they wanted to. You'd have to say, look, it is, that was quite easy. Cork, when the ball was moved at pace, and not for the first time, the Kerry defence was split wide open. So great start for Cork.
Kerry turnover here. Swift move by Kerry. It's Paddy Clifford in the middle of the park. He sees a man running to his right. That's Tom Sullivan. He had a big score a minute ago. Can he add to it here? He goes into the D. Sells a dummy. Still going around the D. Keeping the ball to himself. Gives it back to Clifford. Clifford hits it high. And Clifford hits it over the bar. 50 minutes gone, Ambrose, here at Fitzgerald Stadium. Now Kerry are going to point ahead. It's Kerry 13 points. Cork one gone forward now. Gives it to Tom Sullivan. Tom will study it. Tom will surely kick it over the bar. Hits it high. Where does it go? The umpire's gone for the flag. That's a big, big score again for Tom O'Sullivan. Is that three he has today,
three
Ambrose?
Points, yeah.
Now that takes Kerry to 16 points. Cork 1-11, 63 gone. Push up on every Kerry marker. I'm sure the referee has told Cork. I think this could be the final play of
I
the game, Ambrose.
Too, yeah.
Because we're well in. We're 5 minutes, 4 minutes allocated. And that it is. It's all over here at the Charlotte Stadium. In the end, maybe at times, Kerry made hard work of it. But in the end, they have a victory. They keep their strong record from the 90s going here at the Charlotte Stadium. The scoreline reads, Kerry 18 points, Ambrose. Cork 1-12.
Yeah. What you do in a game like this?
There you go. That's how it ended on the day. 18 points to 112 on Saturday in the sunshine in Fitzgerald Stadium. With me on the line to talk about this is Sean O'Sullivan, former Kerry footballer himself. Sean, good morning to you. Are we to take much out of this game? It was a serious workout. There was a lot of pressure put on by Cork early, but Kerry managed to weather the storm. Did Cork run out of energy, or were they bullied out of it in the end by a stronger Kerry team?
Morning, Jerry. Yeah, I think probably a little bit of both, Jerry, to be honest. Look, if I had been the Cork management and I saw the Kerry team released during the week, and I looked at that full back line, the Kerry full back line in particular, and Gavin White shifting into six, I definitely think the message from John Cleary to his charges were, we're going to go at this and go at it early. Because when Kerry don't have Tadhg Morley at six as that anchor, as that cover for the full back line, Jerry, we are, unfortunately, for whatever reason, we are open and we are easy to score against. And Cork proved that in the first 15 minutes. Paul Walsh's goal, a typical example where Cork just moved the ball quick, went straight through the centre of our defence and opened us up for a goal. And yes, that, I think that was the message to Cork, that we're going to go hard and go at it. And possibly they exerted so much energy in building up that lead, that early lead in the first quarter, that by the time it came to the latter stages of the game, they started to run out of steam. And Kerry obviously got a foothold in the game around the middle of the field as well, Jerry, which helped. And when you have the forwards that we have and the experience that we have, we were able to grind it out and get over the line. But, you know, your first question to me was, what can we take from it? Kerry will take an awful lot from it. And as Kerry supporters, you know, I suppose there's no pleasing us really, Jerry. For a long time, we've been banging the drum about how we need a test from Cork. And we get a test from Cork and we're not happy either. So
no.
I honestly think this has been a very, very good workout for Kerry, because, look, we're going to go into a Munster final against Clare or Waterford, more than likely Clare, at home, the Maybank holiday weekend, and we're going to probably not get much of a test in that game. So, look, we needed this. And, yes, is there things to work on? Of course. But we were better off getting that in Killarney on Saturday than going into our group stages of the All-Ireland series and finding out there. So I think Jack will be pleased with a loss. There'll be a lot he won't be pleased with and that they'll have to work on. But certainly, if we wanted the test and we've been banging on about it, we certainly got it on Saturday for a good portion of the game anyway.
Yeah, indeed. And if you look at last year, beating out the gate by Mayo and Killarney, and then we make an All-Ireland final, it's very difficult to start making any confident predictions from the first game out. But we were challenged, and there was some key performers. Sean O'Shea had a good game. Tom O'Sullivan, Darren Moynihan. Would Jack be happy with that?
He would, yeah. Look, Sean O'Shea has continued his form on from the league. We seem to be persisting with him inside, which I think is a good role for Seanie. He doesn't stay in there all the time. He's just that type of player that likes to rove. And I think there's times in the game where we need Seanie out around the 11, out around the middle eight, where he can link the play and be the deliverer of the ball into the likes of David and Paul Gainey and such when he came on. I was happy for Darragh Moynihan. I think Darragh's come in for a bit of criticism for not scoring. He chipped his 2 points rather well. And look, I started off maybe by being a bit hard on our backs. You know, Cork scored 1-6 in the first quarter, Jerry, and the 1-6 out of their 1-7 of the first half came in that first quarter. So look, we did tighten up after the early scare. We did get to grips with Cork, and particularly their forwards. There was a lot made of that Cork full forward line, actually, how well they were going in the league. But bar Brian Hurley kicking 8 points, 4 of which were from frees, we kept them relatively quiet otherwise, you know?
Yeah.
So not a bad day out, but plenty to work on, definitely.
Yeah. All right, Sean, listen, thanks a million for taking the time to talk to us about that in the programme this morning. That's Sean O'Sullivan there with us on the line. If you have a view, get in touch. I know Donal on Terrace Talk will be talking about all the weekend's action. The Kerry Hurlers had a brilliant win in the Joe McDonagh against Westmeath. The Kerry Ladies beating Tipperary. Kerry under 16s won a Munster title as well at the weekend. So lots to talk about on Terrace Talk tonight. Make sure to tune in to Donal Barry on all of that and more.